The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks get back to action after several days off. They face off against the red-hot Carolina Hurricanes for the second and final time in their regular season schedule. San Jose is disappointed in their last effort at home. Saturday afternoon's 5-1 loss at the hands of the first-place Washington Capitals. But the Metropolitan Division's Carolina Hurricanes are coming to town, not in first place, but they may be the hottest team in the entire NHL. Seven straight wins, outscoring the opposition 24-9. Their longest winning streak this season was 8 straight games back in late October and early November, and Rod Brind'Amour's team is trying to equal that tonight at the Shark Tank. Sharks head coach Ryan Warsofsky is talking about two goals relating to errors in every NHL game, pushing through and learning from the mistakes, but also minimizing the ones that occur, and he says those two factors are critical tonight.
He's a big guy, so as he takes up a lot of net, which is kind of the newer style of goaltending this day and age, is the bigger guys. So he takes up a lot of net. He reads the game really well. He can make the big save when you need him. I think he's gotten better in practice here as of late with working with Spearsy. And we got to see what this kid has. He's put in a lot of work. He's really transformed his game the last 2 years, and he's earned this start tonight.
Luca Cagnoni makes his National Hockey League debut, so you can expect him to skate onto the ice for a solo lap before warm-ups this evening. He talked about facing Carolina, a hard forechecking team, for his very first NHL game.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely going to look at all that and pay attention to video and stuff. We saw what they did at the deadline, picked up another guy like Stanko, and who I played quite a bit in the dub, and I know his game pretty well. He's burned by me a couple times probably, so I'll just be ready for that.
He told us what the coaches are telling him to do on the ice surface.
Yeah, Warzo just let me know. They brought me up here to play my game and just move the puck around and, try to create offense and just be good defensively too. They don't want that to disappear just because I got this opportunity, right? So just keep on playing the way I've been playing all year and, just get my legs under me and, obviously, the speed might be a little higher and the intensity, but I think with all the nerves, I shouldn't have a problem getting up for the game.
At 5'9", one characteristic that Cagnoni definitely needs is escapability at the NHL level. Jimmy Schultz, the captain of the San Jose Barracuda, who's also in the lineup tonight for the Sharks, says that Cagnoni has that escapability.
Oh, he's definitely good at it, especially when he can get that first touch and get the puck. He has a really high escapability. He can really, throw a fake on one way and be able to use his skating to get out of those tight situations. And I think the biggest thing here is you just got to be able to communicate and trust your D partner to kind of see the ice for you when you're really in a race back for the puck, and that can really help.
Schultz adds that Cagnoni's stick work has really improved in a single season in the AHL, something you don't always pay attention to when you're analyzing the play of an offensively minded defenseman.
Yeah, I think so. That's something that, going from juniors to pro is, defending is kind of, I think, the hardest jump to make for a defenseman. And, I think in juniors, like a lot of the times he's probably playing with the puck. A lot of times he can just have other players worry about him on the ice. But yeah, it's like I think that's the biggest thing that anyone needs to work on, and especially an offensive defenseman. And he's really put the work in, breaking out the puck, boxing guys out in front of the net, and really defending. And I think that's definitely the most improved part of his game this year.
Coach Ryan Warsofsky gave us his thoughts as to what he wants from Cagnoni in his very first NHL contest.
His tool set is something that we don't have a lot of, in a sense of being a puck moving defenseman, run a power play, bring some offense to our group. So I think that's the biggest thing is something that we don't really have a lot of.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center at San Jose right after this message on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey everyone, Adnan and Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get San Jose Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the San Jose Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? Fin Cycle. But seriously folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at SavingsActionCenter.com.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
There will be two players that are skating out for solo laps tonight. Of course, Luca Cagnoni in his first National Hockey League game is no surprise. But Georgi Romanov will also be having a solo lap of his own. It's his fourth NHL game played tonight, but all three of his previous appearances have been in relief. So technically, from a goaltender's perspective, this is the first time that Romanov is going to have family and friends in the building and knowing that he's going to play in tonight's contest. Head coach Ryan Warshawski talked about Romanov's progression this season and what he brings to the table tonight against the Hurricanes.
He's a big guy, so he takes up a lot of net, which is kind of the newer style of goaltending this day and age is the bigger guys. So he takes up a lot of net. He reads the game really well. He can make the big save when you need him. I think he's gotten better in practice here as of late with working with Spearsy. And, we got to see what this kid has. He's put on a lot of work. He's really transformed his game the last 2 years, and he's earned this start tonight.
One player that always gets extra attention on the Canes side of the ice is Brent Burns, one of the all-time great San Jose Sharks. He comes into this game tonight playing in his 911th consecutive contest. That's going to eclipse Patrick Marleau's longest total of 910 consecutive games played at the end of his storied NHL career. Burns will move into sole possession of fifth place all-time on the NHL's consecutive games played list. And when he steps on the ice tonight, he'll look up into the rafters and see both number 12 and number 19 as retired numbers. Burns reflected on all of that, looking up at number 12 and number 19, and especially reminisced about Thornton this morning.
Obviously, I've talked about how special he was for me and the whole city and the team. But, and I missed the event. My family was here, but, getting out there to see Patty's and Jumbo's special. I think, they both meant a lot to me and helping me come along. And it's fun. It's fun to see those guys up there. Just laugh and talk about the old times. Marty was saying he's not shocked that I am the way I am because I get to hang out with him a lot.
The Hurricanes may have won 7 straight games heading into tonight's action, but head coach Rod Brind'Amour is not taking anything for granted, as his team barely slipped by San Jose earlier this season.
Well, there's two things there. I mean, we still got to we're not guaranteed anything. We got to keep winning hockey games, and so that's the focus. And then, obviously, just keeping healthy is another focus. But the priority is trying to keep winning hockey games.
Tune in to San Jose Sharks Carolina Hurricanes hockey at SAP Center starting at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Scott Hannon and I have the call right here on the Sharks Audio Network, so make sure you tune in on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online, and on affiliates. I'm Dan Rusinowski. Thanks a lot for listening to San Jose Sharks hockey. That's the Teal Report for today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.